today.
The Cards, the Cubs.
Ameren Total Access 550. First pitch 645.
Cardinals Radio. 104.1 FM, KMOX.
We've seen our pen give it up. Not having the leverage lefty and JoJo is part of that, which it's just part of baseball. And it allows other people opportunity, but it's youth will at times rear its head, and you'll have games like we did on the road. This is a one that we haven't seen with our starting pitching as far as McGreevy. So it's popped up in different areas, but it's not one thing that you can point to.
Yeah, it was a strange one yesterday. You count on Michael McGreevy all the time. That was the one game of the series you thought you might have a fighting chance with McGreevy. Kyle Leahy has been really solid lately, but McGreevy all season long. So for him to falter yesterday, that's Ollie Marmol after the game. Joining us on the line, oh boy, here we go. David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Our dear friend, it's always a treat to have you on the air, sir. How are you?
I'm awesome, man. Having taken the first two from the St. Louis Cardinals is always a treat for us Cubs fans.
I know that. Nothing.
To see the number of blue shirts down there and not red and the seats empty. Oh, my God. What has happened to the best fans in baseball? Ha, ha, ha.
It's been a weird time for Cardinals fans, that's for sure. Well, you know the answer. The Cardinals fans are used to winning, and they, a while ago, made the decision not to renew those season tickets, and so they are going to wait until they get their team back the way they want it. I think a lot of things actually factored into that. But I'll tell you, I didn't get to see your recap this time, but I always look forward to it. I especially like those when you get all angry and upset on YouTube about your Cubs. Your Cubs are playing well.
Yeah, we've got a good baseball team, Tom. We really do. I think they're going to get aggressive at the deadline. Now, I thought they should have last year, because at the deadline last year, they had the second best record behind only Milwaukee. They were ahead of the Dodgers. And their idea of being aggressive was going and getting Mike Soroka, Willie Castro, and Andrew Kittredge. And that made me want to puke what they did. It did. And I love Jed Hoyer. I'm thrilled he's our president, because I feel like we got one of the smarter guys in baseball. But when your team now has pushed all their chips in this winter and said, Matt Shaw, nice player, Gold Glove finalist, we're going to get Alex Bregman for $175 million, and we're going to pay this guy, and we're going to pay that guy, and their payroll was, with the luxury tax payments, $240-some million, way more than anyone in the division. And yet you look up, and the freaking Brewers are, you know, six games ahead of us. I know there's been a lot of injuries. You need to go walk into that clubhouse and say, guys, I'd like you to meet Eric Skubal, or guys, I'd like you to meet Joe Ryan, or whoever gets moved. Whether those guys get moved, there's going to be pitching available. And can you imagine the shot of adrenaline into a locker room that says, oh, my God, we're getting who? Let's freaking go. Because I was there when they went and got Aroldis Chapman. And from that point on, it was Katie bar the door. The energy in that room was palpable, and they won the World Series. And this team's good enough to do that if they make the right moves.
So let's say, Cap, they go the opposite direction, and, you know, the opposite direction of what they did last year, and they do go for it here. That's the expectation, right? Because it seems like Cubs fans have been waiting for them to be aggressive. What happens if they don't? Or can you see a situation in which the deadline comes and goes and you're all looking at it like, what happened? Why didn't they do anything?
I don't see a scenario where they don't do something. They know they have to. Now, they've got a bunch of guys who've been out with injury that are working their way back and that will be back. But again, Justin Steele has not thrown a pitch for the Chicago Cubs since April of 2025. So we're, what, 15 months removed? And they've already said he will not be able to start this year. It would only be out of the pen. Well, I can't count on him. Ben Brown, for the second time in 3 years, has a stress reaction in his neck. He's just now symptom-free and is back throwing. I can't count on him. I'll get Hobie Milner back. You only have one appendix. He had it taken out, so I'm not worried about an issue with him. But Hunter Harvey, a $7.5 million signing, who's got lights out stuff, hasn't pitched since like the second week of April, and he only pitched 7 games last year. So I can't count on him. I don't care how good and electric his arm is. So if they have a very middling deadline, much as I like our front office, they're going to be on my blast furnace. I don't care because I don't broadcast for them. I broadcast for the Cub fan who says, are you freaking kidding me? And I will absolutely call their ass out. I can promise you that.
David Kaplan is with us from ESPN 1000 in Chicago. My question is this. The Cardinals, fans, media, all of us have never been through this before in my lifetime, and that is a rebuild. And I think there's some excitement. And it's, as I mentioned, a weird time because fans want to be upset about the way they're playing, but they also have an eye on the future, and I think there's some trust in Chaim Bloom right now. Having gone through rebuilds, what was that like for you and for Cubs fans?
Well, it sucks to go through a rebuild and to know we're not trying to win. Anything we get is gravy. But you guys have some really good players. Like, we didn't get to that point as quickly as you have. You may not be trying to win this year, and you're not going to go to the postseason, I don't think. But I'd take Jordan Walker on my team. I'd take J.J. Weatherholt in a second. Like, those are really, really good players. We didn't have that until when Theo was here. 2012, his first year, we lost 101. And I remember, this is a true story, walking to lunch, I bump into, right near Wrigley, Theo Epstein. I'm like, how you doing, man? He's like, how do you think I'm doing? I don't even know the name of the guy starting for us tonight. And we ended up 61-101. And the next year lost, I think, 99. And you're not trying to win. Like Joe Mather, a former Cardinal, he was in our starting lineup. That's how bad we were. Terrific. But once you get past it and you go, well, I got Jordan Walker. I got J.J. Weatherholt. I got this guy. I got that guy. All of a sudden, now you feel like it was worth it. Because if you can't win, why are you in it? What's the point?
David, you mentioned the Brewers, and they just came into town before the All-Star break and took 4 of 5 from the Cardinals. They've been a real pain, and they have been for the last several seasons. I know up north they've been a pain for the Cubs. Why do they keep doing it? How do they keep doing it? How frustrated are you by the Brewers?
I am frustrated by the Brewers because the Cubs are going to outspend them by $100 million. And yet I look and who's the number one ranked prospect in the minor leagues in baseball? Jesus Mabe, Milwaukee Brewers. Really? That's an international signing. Why didn't the Cubs get him or why didn't the Cardinals get him? They did. And they have a loaded system. And what they do better than I think anybody in the game is they don't care about what people say about, oh, they didn't spend enough. Because it's not about how much you spend. It's who you spend it on. And so Freddy Peralta brings them back a haul. He's having a terrible year in New York. Well, they didn't care. Oh, my God, you let Freddy Peralta walk away? Yep. And they're still 20-some games over 500, and they got all those prospects in. They do a great job of knowing we might trade a guy a little earlier, but it's way better than letting him walk as a free agent. I give them a ton of credit. Much as I dislike them, not as much as I dislike the St. Louis Cardinals. That's my longtime rival. I freaking despise that organization. But I also have respect for how the Brewers do their business.
We've always felt a bit of a kinship with the White Sox because both teams don't particularly like the Cubs. You look at the AL Central and the White Sox are on top. David Kaplan, how are they doing it?
Chris Getz deserves a ton of credit. I would think he'll be executive of the year because 2 years ago, that team set the all-time record for losses in a season. They won 41 games. I mean, just insane how bad they were. And here we are 2 years later, fresh off of that and three straight 100 loss seasons. And Murakami, anyone in the game could have signed Munetaka Murakami. The White Sox did. He wasn't even expensive. It was a 2-year, $34 million deal. Chase Mydrop, part of the big trade for Garrett Crochet. Holson Montgomery gives Chris all the credit in the world. Because he sent that kid last year. He was struggling mightily in the minors. He said, we're pulling you out of the minors. You're going to Arizona, and you're going to work one-on-one with a hitting coach. He does that for 2 weeks. He gets out of the pressure. A month later, he's in the big leagues, and I think in the last year, he's hit 45 home runs in the big leagues. Really good player. Vargas, the people were killing him here for the Vargas trade with Michael Kopech and Eric Fetty. And guess what? Vargas is an all-star. He's a stud at third base. They've done a hell of a job over there.
Cap, how do you plan on celebrating Caleb Williams MVP this season?
Yeah, I know you're saying that with a little bit of an eye roll.
No, I'm not.
I'm telling you.
Soon. It's happening soon.
He's that good. He is outstanding. He is just locked in, and I'm friends with one of the other quarterbacks in there. And I was talking the other day. I said, so I've interviewed Caleb, but I've never, you know, sat down and gotten to know him. I said, what's he like? He said, dude, that work guy's work ethic. In fact, I asked the question. It's Tyson Bajor. I said, let me ask a question. Most impressive thing you've seen in the last 12 months from Caleb Williams? I thought he was going to say, well, that same throw against the Rams or the throw to DJ Moore to beat the Packers in the regular season. He said, the last 30 days. Like, what do you mean? He said, bro, he is completely in control of that building. He is challenging guys in the weight room. He said, his work ethic, I've never seen anything like it.
Let's go.
We all know the best football coach in Chicago right now is Kurt Cignetti, as he will be speaking at the Hilton tomorrow. So that's...
I'll take Ben Johnson.
Me too.
Kurt's very good. Just ask him.
Yeah. I love him. You know,
I'm with
you,
Cap. You know I'm with you.
Love you, buddy. Always great to have you on the station. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Anytime, my man. You know what I think of you. I think you're the greatest.
Thank you, buddy. Go see on YouTube his recap, KAP, is awesome. And, of course, ESPN 1000, J-Hood, and Cap.
J-Hood's great, too.
Yeah.
But, by the way, Cap, he's at his best when the Cubs or the Bears foul up. That's when he's at his best.
I love it. He gets so upset. He's great. We're going to come back with your phone calls, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Are there people still waiting or no?
Yeah, we got a couple folks.
Who's waiting?
Oh, we got Tim. We've got Don.
Tim and Don, hang tight. We're coming to you next on KMOX.